Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. The dog days are over. I'd like to say that, but I'm not sure. Anyway, that was the name of the song. We continue to tough out another day of pandemic, whether you're red, whether you're yellow, and no one's green. I don't think it really matters. All I do know is we still have to stay safe. Okay, still wear your mask. I know you're tired of it. Everybody is. But wear your mask anyway. Keep social distance 6 feet away. Please, let's keep doing that. I know some of the stores are opening now and life is trying to return back to normal, but we can't go from step one to step 10 right away. Take your time, all right? Things certainly have changed, though. It is National Third Shifters Day. Some places are closed, but other, like manufacturers, and of course, frontliners like hospitals will have a third shift forever. Our fire and police on duty, all shifts. But, you know, some of the factories may be closed, but some of them are still open. Every day I drive by Bimbo Bakeries in Northumberland, and they're making a hot dog buns over there. Hey, guys. You know, there's a lot of places that are still open. Radio is still open. We're still open for you. Sometimes it gets lonely because the staff has been shortened. I'm standing in a just about dark studio right now, a studio that has been known in the past for its parties. But now the couch is empty. The studio's empty. It's just me. No Murphy, the morning show dog. No Laura. But Laura will come up from her house later this morning. But no staff members stopping in to sit down, have some coffee, talk. It's kind of lonely. Maybe you third shifters are lonely all the time. Maybe I could take a lesson from you. But I'm looking through the notes today just to try to find out, like, you know, what happens here in the radio station on third shift. I think there's only one guy running the whole building. He left a phone number here. It looks like some kind of information line or something. I don't know. Hang on.
Thanks for calling 1-976-COVID-19. My name's Bambi.
Bambi?
What's yours?
Well, my name's Tom. Morgan.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
My name's not Kevin. It's Tom.
Ooh, I'm getting hot. I think I might even have a fever.
Yes.
I'm sick. I'm very sick.
Do you have the coronavirus? Do you have the coronavirus?
What am I wearing?
I didn't ask you what you were wearing.
All I have on is a mask and some rubber gloves.
A mask. Well, at least you're wearing a mask.
Well, yes, I guess I do need a diagnosis.
I didn't ask. Well, I'm not a doctor.
Your stethoscope is so cold.
I'm not a doctor. I'm a radio station guy. I'm a morning
Kevin. I mean doctor.
My name's not Kevin, and I'm not a doctor.
Thanks for calling 1-976 COVID-19.
I'm sorry about that. That didn't work out at all. Ooh. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Good morning. 6:24, late night TV last night with a drive-through church or two.
Check this out. I read that a growing number of churches might start doing drive-in services. It's nice going to church, but super obvious when you try to sneak out early.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, hot stepping it into a Wednesday morning. The Bass Pro Challenge was going viral, and I think it was started in Florida. And that's where everything weird starts. Either that or Schuylkill County. I don't know. But I'm just saying that it's back thanks to a guy in Fort Myers, Florida, arrested yesterday for the Bass Pro Challenge. It's back on the internet. All right, you might be thinking, well, I like to go fishing, Tom. What's the matter? What's the matter with the Bass Pro Challenge? No, this involves going into a Bass Pro store and jumping into the fish tank.
What a crazy guy.
Oh, my God.
He did a nice dive, but he's a daredevil for sure. I'm sure the water is good for the fish. I'm not sure how good it is for the person diving in.
It'd be fun. I think it'd be fun, but it's not really worth it to, like, get in trouble.
I've seen it on TikTok. That's it. So
there it is.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
It's probably just something that they want to take and be part of because it's a movement that's going on. I wouldn't do it.
Good, don't. You get arrested. It's that simple. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Good morning. It's 6:45, working our way toward the top of the hour with news and information. As always, top and bottom, and the return of Laura, who checks in with us at 7 o'clock when her studio gets warmed up on her kitchen table in Elysburg. What a wild time this has been. We're on our seventh week of doing the show from two different zip codes, and it kind of adds a new flavor. Whether she's remodeling her patio, painting the kitchen, or entertaining a food truck in her driveway yesterday for Try It Tuesday, it has been a blast. How about you? Are you spring cleaning? Everybody spring cleans, right? But if you're a, quote, non-essential employee, in other words, you've been sitting at home, maybe you've escalated your spring cleaning. Pretty neat, right? So maybe this year's spring cleaning will be better than any other year. I got a phone call yesterday afternoon from my older sister in upstate New York. She's been quarantined. She's a school nurse. There's no school. She started her spring cleaning a little early, was in the basement of her house digging through some old Tupperware containers, and she actually found my 1972 Little League jersey. She was totally blown away by it. She couldn't figure out how it ended up in a tub full of costume, like Halloween costume things. She recognized it right away. And so she called me. She took a picture of it, screenshot, sent it to me, and called. I said, well, if you remember, 1972 was the year of the flood, the Agnes flood. We grew up in northeastern PA, and I grabbed my Little League jersey, stuffed it in a bag with my baseball mitt, because I really thought we were going to play a game. And we didn't play a game. The season was over. The baseball field was destroyed. So was our house for that much. And all we really had was the clothes on our back. So that Little League jersey survived. The season never resumed. And next year, they rebuilt the field and got new uniforms. So I actually have now a vintage 1972 red and white Little League jersey that says Old River Road Bakery on the back, the team sponsor, and my number 9. Which I didn't even remember that was the number I wore. I was 12 years old or whatever. So that's the kind of thing that, spring cleaning could unveil, okay? You may find some, and this sounds corny, and I am a kind of a sentimental guy, but you may find like an old toy in the attic, mom, dad, or in the basement or in the garage, an old toy that you used to play with. Give it to your kids. They're bored. They've been sitting around the house forever. You don't always have to buy them new things, regenerate the old things, all right? But then again, if you wanted to buy, there's always something online you could buy, right? Next, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:55, 7 o'clock news on the way next. Mark has the news for us. Rob, the Sports Center with all the sports, baseball, will it happen? I hope so. And Steve has a frosty AccuWeather forecast. I got to be honest with you this morning. I keep thinking I'm seeing something, and it's actually my own hair falling in my face. I forgot to put some product in there this morning. I totally forgot. And if I turn my head suddenly, hair like looks like it's coming at me. And I'm like, ah! Anyway, Laura, how's your hair today?
My hair's in a ponytail.
Maybe I should try to pull mine back into a ponytail. I don't know.
Actually was going to be my suggestion. Just put it up into a little man bun.
Oh, it'll be like the 90s all over again. Yes.
Why not?
Why not? I guess I left the house with that little spritzy on my bangs today. And
a little spritzer.
Yeah, a little spritzer. They keep falling in my face, and I'm going like, ah! Anyway, it's nice to have you. You had a little technical difficulty this morning, but you're with us. I'm glad.
Yeah, we had to reset the interwebs at the last second, but we're good to go.
Good to go. The doggies are good, I hope.
Everybody's chilling. I don't know if you can hear the cat talking to me.
No, I can't. That's interesting. Usually it's the dogs that are chiming in.
Oh.
No, nothing?
Quiet. He was meowing.
Oh.
Quite emphatically.
Wow. Okay, probably wants to beat this next story. BBC reporter Andrew Cotter is going viral because he had a Zoom meeting with his dogs.
With his dogs? Aww.
I want you to do this because for some reason, being confined to your home in Elysburg, you miss out on some of our real intense, highly informative Zoom meetings we have here at the radio station.
Oh, really?
Yes, you do.
I mean, you can invite me to them.
Oh, okay, I could.
You can send me the link.
I wouldn't do it to my worst enemy. But anyway, here's my point. BBC reporter Andrew Cotter was feeling lonely when he was at home, so he had a Zoom meeting with his dogs, Olive and Mabel. And, of course, there's another dog in the neighborhood that comes up in the meeting.
So basically an update as to where we are. I can see you both look worried, but the good news from head office is that neither of you is going to be furloughed, but we have to try and repay that loyalty with some of our own. I know that's supposed to be a strength of yours. This is one of the things that we have to address, the lack of focus at times, because, well, it's the inappropriate stuff with Kevin the Doberman from account
Kevin.
As well, but one thing at a time.
I love Kevin the dog.
We have to try and improve on. Okay, the annual report. You've pretty much ruined the sofas. 913 squirrels chased, none caught, so not a good return.
913 squirrels were chased and none were caught. That's a poor return. Anyway,
that's a really poor return rate.
I bet you MacGyver would do better than that.
He almost got a groundhog.
Ooh, boy, that's a big catch.
I know, right?
The Zoom meeting goes on and on, but it's pretty hilarious. Olive is the good dog. Mabel is testy at times. And then there's Kevin the Doberman who lives across the street. So there you go. Zoom with your dogs this morning just for fun. If there's anybody who could pull it off, it'd be Laura.
I think I want to Zoom with the dogs and the cats.
Oh, at the same time?
It could be fun.
It could be, what do you call it?
Animal Armageddon.
Animal Armageddon, yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Enough of this power ballad stuff. It's time for the quarantunes to rock and roll. Are you ready, Laura?
If it has anything to do with Led Zeppelin, I was born ready.
And there it is. We got a whole lot of gloves.
The CDC is recommending that everyone wear a face mask in public. But what about gloves, the popular protective equipment that some say could be doing more harm than good?
Keep your distance in every instance. Wear a mask in my insistence.
Yeah.
Stay inside. And if you need some, gonna give you my gloves. I'm gonna give you my gloves.
You'll be wearing rubber gloves. Do you own rubber gloves? I rent them. I have a lease with an option to buy.
Clean for me, girl. I want to keep things spick and span. Oh, yeah. Oh, I want a whole lot of gloves. I want a whole lot of gloves. Keep it sanitary. Keep it sanitary.
I just love it.
That's... It's so good.
Instead of I want to be your man, I want to keep it spick and span. That's just funny.
Don't we all just want to keep it spick and span?
I'm pretty sure for those of us who know what spick and span is. Now,
exactly.
I think you and I enjoyed that song too much, but did everybody else? That's the question.
Probably not, but we'll indulge just this once.
Thank you. 94KX. Yeah, I love it. Black Eyed Peas, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV from at home.
In a new interview, the founder of Quibi says he blames everything that has gone wrong with the streaming service on the coronavirus. He might have a point. If only the entire world were stuck at home desperate for new content.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, dead or alive. No, we don't play that game here. But we do have Biter's Birthday Buddies. Your chance to win on Friday a gift card just for joining our text club and listing your birthday buddies. Coming up in just a bit. First, Laura, the musical birthdays. Darius.
Do I get to sing?
You get a chance today. You definitely do. We have a list of them. Darius Rucker is 54 today. So,
oh, I love Darius Rucker.
No matter how many country hits he could have, we always know him as Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie.
Stevie Wonder is 70 years old today.
Oh, my goodness.
25 Grammys, the most one artist Grammy collection ever. That's pretty cool.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. Well, there you go. The dogs like Stevie Wonder.
The dogs were impressed.
There they go. Just when I was going to sing You Are the Sunshine of My Life, Laura, the dogs interrupted. Wow. You must have them trained to do that.
I do.
Okay. And you ready for the last one? Because this is going to catch you off guard a little bit.
Okay.
Magic Dick is 75 years old today.
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. He is a member of the Jay Giles Band.
Okay.
His real name is Richard Sawitz, but he is known as...
What's wrong with Richard Sawitz?
I don't know. Evidently, back when the Jay Giles Band formed, he wanted to be called Magic Dick.
And so, good for him.
And so it was done. Without further ado, as Laura would say, it's time for...
Biter's Birthday Buddies!
Happy birthday to all of our magical people. Barbara Caverly is 51 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Braden Fry, 29 today.
Happy birthday to Chad Hirschberger. He's 48 years old. How did he
get got a funny message on Facebook about Chad that we have to share.
He's not supposed to be on the list because he's an employee. All right.
Exactly. That's okay.
But he's our Chad and we love him. 48 years old today. Wow. All right. Where are we at? Corey Bigger is 34 years old today.
Yes. Don Christiana turns 49 today.
Happy birthday to someone I cannot pronounce, but I'm thinking it might be some form of Diane.
Diana Sue.
But there's no hyphen.
It's okay. It's Diana Sue Whitehair from Bloomsburg.
All right. I thought there was a problem there. Happy birthday. Nope. Donna Cook from Sealands Grove is 55.
A very happy birthday to Donna Hamilton from Liverpool, 55 today.
Jennifer Inch from Lewisburg. That's Steve's wife, you know. She's 49 today. Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Jessica Sundberg from Sealands Grove turns 39.
Leslie Gemberling from Mount Pleasant Mills is 51.
Lori Cover turns 53.
Maddie Lamb is 31 today.
Margaret Costa from Sunbury turns 45.
Happy birthday to Melissa Allum from Lewisburg. She's 54.
Michael Duganitz turns 51 today.
Paul Fuller from Augustaville is 69.
Safrona Sarah turns 48.
Happy birthday to Teresa Bowers from Cole Township. She's 51.
And happy birthday to Tiffany Hahn. Turns 18 years old today.
Jumping on the text club, so hopefully she can win from Biters. A big happy birthday to Lisa Trotman from Herndon. She's 47 years old today.
And a very, very happy birthday. Happy 99th birthday.
Wow.
To Nana Constance DeGregory. That was messaged in by Dee. She has 8 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren and turns 99 years young today.
Unbelievable. You got to get her on the text club. Switch her over to the text club, lady. Let's win.
So she could win, I know. So a very happy birthday, Nana Constance DeGregory. And, of course, how Chad ended up on our list is his wonderful wife made sure that he was on our list. But today is indeed Chad Hirschberger's birthday, and he does indeed turn 48 years old.
There you go. Each and every day at this time, it's
Biter's Birthday Buddies! On 94KX.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. National Third Shifters Day. You guys are driving home and dancing behind the wheel. In crazy town. Getting all crazy. Laura, you want some good news?
Sure. I love good news.
Yeah, we like to do good news in this segment of the show if we could find it. And there's plenty of it this time. You might remember last week us airing a sad story.
One of my best workers quit yesterday. The word she was called and the language... You wouldn't even say in a men's locker room.
That's the voice of an ice cream shop owner in Massachusetts who opened when the government said he could open, but then closed immediately because the customers were being rude to his workers, so rude to one of his 17-year-old employees that she quit on the spot. Well, somebody started, a campaign to help pay for her college, and they're already up. Like thousands of dollars. Is that great news or what?
Oh, that's amazing.
That story went national. And so tens of thousands of dollars have already been given to this girl for her college. That's all she was working
Good
at the
her.
Ice cream parlor for. Here's another one. A couple reunited after fighting COVID-19.
It was like my wedding day all over again, just to see my wife, my life partner, my companion, be in the state that she was in. I was truly amazed.
Yeah. I was able to hear his voice, and that kind of gave me strength.
The worst part is not being able to physically touch her. At times, I felt like I just wanted to give up because it was just too difficult.
No, don't give up. The couple in Michigan were separated in the hospital and both toughed out the COVID-19, and they not only recovered, Laura, but they're back together. Isn't that great?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now, listen to this one. The story of a 54-year-old guy in California, Greg Garfield, who may hold the record for being hospitalized the longest. That's a record you don't want. He was released from the hospital yesterday to a round of applause from not only the entire hospital, but as he left, the entire city of Los Angeles, I think. How about that? Wow.
All of these stories just make me smile so much. The good news is the news that we need to hear.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. Laura is at home in Elysburg. She is the queen of TikTok.
No, I am not.
Okay. Well,
absolutely not.
Well, one of us here has to do it, so you are.
I've been doing a few TikToks. Over this period of time.
I know. I have seen them. Now, here's the deal. We do a Try It Tuesday. I want you to at least consider this for next Tuesday.
Okay.
It is the Tiny Face Challenge on TikTok. I think Central PA would love to see you do this, where you wear your mask, because we're all supposed to be wearing masks, but mm-hmm. you turn the bridge of your nose into the rest of your face, so you have big, beautiful blue eyes like you have. That was a compliment there. And
I don't have pretty blue eyes.
That's an inside joke. People
yes,
know
is.
You do. Anyway, and then on the bridge of your nose, you draw a nose. And with your nostrils, you put lipstick around them to make it look like your lips. Now, do you think you could be Tiny Face Laura next Tuesday?
I could try that, or else I was considering... and I've already done this for the husband and I, but I could do it again. I didn't TikTok it. I just tried it.
Okay.
The tiny pancake challenge.
Tiny Laura face or tiny pancakes? That's a tough call.
And you eat them like cereal? They're fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we have discussed that in the past. But tiny face Laura, there's something weird about it that I want to see.
Okay, we can make that happen.
Listen to her. What a gamer.
We're trying.
News is next. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Never did understand that song. I just died in your arms tonight. I don't know what that means. I fall asleep on the blink of an eye, but I don't think that's what they're singing about. I'm not sure.
No. I think probably like the night was so blissful they could have died.
Oh, listen to you, Romeo and Juliet. I like it. Hey, in the news.
Thank you.
Oh, who's chiming in there?
MacGyver, and he did not like that reference.
Okay.
At all.
Sorry, Mackie. Sorry, buddy.
Mackie Doodles, it's okay.
In a new survey, 80% of single people say that they're ready to stop with this virtual dating, and they're ready to start meeting up face-to-face again. What do you think?
I don't know if I can chime in about the whole virtual dating. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would be brave enough if I were single to dive into any kind of app or online dating, honestly.
Good point. But if you did, would you be, during this coronavirus, would you be ready to toss it aside and go face to face already?
Yeah. No. I'd still be cautious.
Yes, please do. According to the survey now, the people want to go face-to-face again. And here's their major reason. They think there's a rebound of coronavirus coming, and next time around, they don't want to be alone. What?
Oh, that makes sense.
It kind of does, but it kind of doesn't. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Don't you feel better that you're married now?
Yes, every single day.
There it is. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Thanks for being with us. I have a feeling Laura's got one of these quiz kind of things for us all right now, but it might be a Tom versus Laura top 10.
Possibly.
Should we have music for this? It's the Tom versus Laura top 10.
Top 10 ways to reduce your stress.
Oh, during COVID-19, we're all stuck at home during this pandemic.
Is that the one? That's the one I'm looking at.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Let's see what I got.
Okay, Tommy.
Yeah.
These are the ways that you can reduce your stress, and you get a point for every single one that you're doing.
Oh, boy. Okay. Here we go. Okay.
You ready? I'm going from 10 to 1.
Okay.
Using CBD.
I may or may not have dabbled in that to see if there's a bone kind of pain reduction thing going on there.
Okay, fine. Let's just qualify. CBD is different than THC.
yes. And I am using the CBD oil, and it was no different. So I was like, okay, I don't really need this.
Okay, there you go. All right, number 9.
Yeah.
A little sexy time.
Why just during a pandemic? I don't know.
Okay, there it is. Is that 2 points for you so far?
Yes, I think so. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, only 1 point for me. I'm not going to qualify which.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
Okay, number 8. Maybe we're popping a pill. A prescription pill.
No, I don't do any meds unless they're necessary. No.
You and I are on the same page with that kind of stuff.
That's wrong.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, so still 2 to 1. Mm-hmm. Number 7, calling or texting with friends and family.
Absolutely. And even getting some family who don't like things like FaceTime and all that, getting them to do Zoom meetings and stuff. Definitely.
Which is so cool.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so 3 to 2.
Okay.
All right, number 6, playing games, any kind of games.
This is probably where you get a point back because I don't do board games. I don't like them. I don't do anything like that.
Oh, my gosh. And there's this app called House Party App where you can play games virtually with your friends. And Keith and I did that this past weekend with our family group.
How'd it work out?
It was so fun.
Oh, was it?
It was really fun. Yeah.
All right. 2 to 2.
Yeah. We played Trivial Pursuit and stuff. It was awesome. So 3 to 3.
Three to three. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. Number 5, we each get a point. drinking more.
See, alcohol. I don't know if it's drinking more or just putting it in different places. Like, you could drink during a Zoom meeting now. It's like, right, boss. You know? So I don't know if it's more, but right. Yes. Yes.
4 to 4.
Yes.
All right, number 4, meditating more.
No, I probably should, but I don't. But it could go back to number 10 using CBD. I don't know. I just don't.
I actually discovered on my Fitbit the breathing app that guides you through a 2-minute deep breath meditation. Mm-hmm. And I now do it every day. It's awesome.
There you go. Give yourself a point.
Okay, 5 to 4. Mm-hmm. Sleeping more.
Again, I don't know if I sleep more, but afternoon naps have become quite pleasurable.
I actually am getting more sleep.
Okay.
So says my Fitbit.
All right. Point. Oh, really?
Your Fitbit that's interesting.
Told you. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Whatever. Number 2, watching more TV.
I didn't think I would answer yes to this because there aren't any sports on TV, but I have been watching shows that I've never watched before. So, yeah.
Like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I try.
Okay, 5 to 5. Tied up again.
Okay.
And last one, number 1, the number 1 thing that 3 out of 4 people say during the pandemic basically has reduced their stress.
Okay.
Exercising more.
You know what? I actually think I am, and I don't think I want to do more. It's just that you have more time. So you go for that long walk, and then
same.
Where other days where, I don't have time to take the walk. I do now. So, yes.
It actually makes me smile to see how many people are now walking up and down my road in comparison to before.
Oh, you are so right. A soccer dad, Ben, if you're listening, hello. Ben came up behind me during a walk the other day. He and his wife walking much faster than me. And he was like, hey, Tom. I'm like, hey, Ben, how you doing, buddy? You're right. There are more people walking now. It's very cool. Very cool.
Well, because there's really nowhere else to go or anything else to do. So it's like, it's nice out. Let's take a walk.
Go out and get some air. So there's our top 10 for the day. I think we did okay.
And you and I, 6 for 6.
Yay.
All tied up.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Larger than life. A great day to get the car washed, Laura.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, my gosh. The sun is shining.
Yep.
It's still a little chilly, but that's okay because Butch at Ultimate Express Car Wash, that's heated water.
Yes, it is.
It's heated. You don't have to worry about anything freezing in May.
It's a Wednesday at the Wash with Ultimate Express. And yeah, all you got to do is be a member of our text club and it's rolling for you.
Absolutely. Sign up at WQKX.com. And then every single week we send out a text that has a code, $2 off. You just push that radio promo button, put in your little code, $2 off any wash at Ultimate Express Car Wash. And also you can win.
Yeah, you could win. So stay with us. Become a member of the text club. Wednesday at the Wash.
Right here with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Chad Evans on the way next. After a check on the news, we always wrap up the show with a thought for the day. You got one for us?
Of course I do, and it's short but sweet. And I feel like in this yellow phase, right?
Okay.
Everybody's getting a little stir crazy. Yeah. There's still some restrictions and parameters in place. Mm-hmm. We are just ready to break free, but we can't yet.
No.
We have to wear these masks mm-hmm. and do all these things, and it's different and it's hard.
Yes, it is. It is hard. But so you're going to give us a few sweet words to just calm us down a bit?
Absolutely. And right. And they're short but sweet, to the point, and positive.
All right. What do we got?
Difficult roads often lead to the most beautiful destinations. So we just have to stay the course.
Wow. Perfectly said. Thank you.
I try. Have a good day, Tommy.
Yeah. Have a good day, everybody. Bye.
Bye, guys.